Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Sorry for the late start of a minute or so. Got delayed with some technical issues, but we are set. We are ready. We are ready to roll. Again, welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. We have a lot of stuff to get into today. Exciting weekend for football, the XFL. I will tell you what I like and what I don't like about the XFL. But mostly it's like, I had some words about finding some people that are of making sure that quarterbacks were good. Quarterback play was a little shaky, but there's some things in the league that I liked a lot. Phillip Rivers, Chargers, done. Yeah, I stole that from Superfly, that tone, done. He's not going back. And I have some real questions about Phillip Rivers in Indianapolis, as I'm hearing some people say. And I'm going to tell you why I think that is a horrific, horrific idea. And if people just listen to what they're saying, they wouldn't repeat that Phillip Rivers to anywhere but the couch would be a good idea. Phoenix Suns news. They're waiving Tyler Johnson. We'll get into all that. Was at the game the other night. And just want to point out a couple things, especially to the Suns naysayers. And I've got my text messages, I got my tweet, I got all that already talking about what moves they should be made. It was a philosophical differences between me and someone that is on this show a lot. We'll get into that. We'll do all that. Hell, I got so many teases to pay off from that opening. So let's just get right into it. This is the Cave Show with PLR. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located on Alma School and Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, that's 4991. Get in there and let them know that PLR sent you, and they will take care of you 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member. Get a locker backs directly up to the humidor. Never worry about sticks going bad. The best selection of cigars in the valley. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. They serve beer and wine. You should have been there this weekend watching the XFL stuff. Make sure you're there this upcoming weekend to watch all your NBA All-Star weekend festivities. That'll be going on there. And then every Thursday, it's Cigars with the Cave Show. So make sure that you are rolling through Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco located on Alma School and Chatham Heights. Let them know PLR sent you. Get that 10% off. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. All calls made via the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Call in number 917-889-7828. If you want to chime in. We're going to open it up for calls in a little bit. A couple things I do want to touch on. I want to touch on this Phillip Rivers thing. I guess we're going to call it breaking news. The Chargers have indicated they do not want Phillip Rivers back. And I'm just saying the way it's done. We don't want you anymore. We want to go in a different direction. Not the mutual. They want to move in a different direction. And if you saw Phillip Rivers play last year, you can see why they want to move in a different direction. Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Phillip Rivers has done a lot of great things with the L.A. Chargers while they were in San Diego, more or less. And he's an incredible quarterback, but could never win the big one. And we're going to come up with all these reasons, you know, so-and-so was in his way or this and this didn't happen. You know, he's an accomplished quarterback, 8-time Pro Bowler, passed for a gazillion yards in his career. I think it's around 59,000 yards, almost 400 touchdowns. But listen to this. He led the Chargers to the playoffs 6 times in 14 years. 6 times. Now, I'm going to be fair to Eli. Isn't Eli right in that same lead to the playoffs type scenario? But we're real quick to put Phillip Rivers in the Hall of Fame, but we bustle at Eli going in. But Eli has 2 things that Phillip Rivers doesn't. Eli has 2 rings. Eli beat Tom Brady twice, 2 times, twice for Super Bowl championships. Phillip Rivers has never gotten that far. Sixteen years with one team, 38 years old. But here's what I don't get, and I'm going to step back and I'm going to draw the picture like this for you. So what we're saying is, if Tom Brady went to L.A., how good would it be? How great would it be for Tom Brady to go to the Chargers because of that offensive line, because of those wide receivers, because of that tight end, because of the complementary defense they play on the other side of the ball, because Anthony Lynn is a good coach? We give all these reasons why Tom Brady should go and play for the L.A. Chargers, why he would be a great fit with the L.A. Chargers, why this is why Tom Brady should go back home, go back to California. He's a California kid, Northern Cal, but he's a California kid. He'd be coming back. He would show that it was him too. It wasn't just him in his system, him and Belichick, but it was him as well. He was the driving force. He was the reason that those Super Bowls came to Foxborough, that they came to Gillette Stadium, that he's the one that did it all. So now I ask you this question. Let's say he goes there and he does that. And all this is tied to Phillip Rivers, so trust me. He goes there, and because of that line, and because of those wide receivers, and because of Anthony Lynn, and because of that complimentary defense, and because of all that, he goes and he wins. How come Phillip Rivers couldn't do the same thing? So we have people saying, oh, Phillip Rivers with that offensive line in Indianapolis, he's the perfect quarterback they need over Jacoby Brissett. He would be the difference maker. If the Chargers have a great line, if the Chargers have a great wide receiver, if the Chargers have good running backs and play complementary defense, what can he get in Indianapolis that he couldn't get in L.A., and what could he do in Indianapolis that would make him better than L.A. if L.A. is so good and they're so good at all those positions that Tom Brady could slide right in seamlessly, but Phillip Rivers couldn't perform there, but he would be able to do it in Indianapolis? See, I'm trying to make this make sense. So the team that already has all the things that you need to be ready to go, they don't want him. But if he goes to Indianapolis, that has one wide receiver, a good line, a decent running game, and a decent defense, he would make them better. He would be the piece that's needed. See, to me, that makes no sense. I heard some people say, well, what about Chicago? No. No. Definitely not Chicago. See, the Bears are in a different position, and I'll get into that at a different time. But with Phillip Rivers, there's one clear-cut decision that needs to be made. It's time. It's time. It is time to hang it up. It is time to retire. There is no shame in all that you've accomplished. Obviously, you didn't win the big one, but your career is accomplished. There's so much that you've done. So when you look at what he's done over the last year, over the last 2 years, see, numbers are different now, because we could say, well, Jameis Winston threw more interceptions than him, and you're not saying he's done. You and I know there's a difference. The fastball is different. See, Jameis Winston can still learn to put some more movement on that fastball. Phillip Rivers' fastball doesn't have any more movement. It's done, and it's going down. That's the problem. People say, well, Drew Brees, he still looked great. Not if we're being true to ourselves. Phillip Rivers can't throw a deep ball anymore. They put in that Taysom Hill kid to throw deep balls. Teddy Bridgewater played just as well, if not better, than Drew Brees. And if you have to, ready for it, matriculate down the field every single drive, and you can never hit a home run. That's not good. So, Phillip, your career is great. You're going into the Hall. I think you're done. Drew, you may be able to squeeze one more year out. But everyone keeps saying, oh, the Saints. See, 2 years ago, oh, it was a miracle. Last year, oh, they got holes. This year, there's still some people saying, oh, but that was kind of a push-off. Every year you don't win, your door closes more. Your opportunity door closes more and more, a smidgen more. Going into the season, well, first off, we just ended this one. Going into real football that doesn't start until September, you want to convince me that a younger team, a younger quarterback that has all the same weapons, maybe in different spots, they're going to digress, but a team with Drew Brees, when your quarterback can't throw a long ball, is going to get better? See, I think we're hanging on to names now. Because I take Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I take Jimmy G and another year to learn in that system. Dak Prescott. These are all – and Phil and Aaron Rodgers isn't young. He's a couple years younger. But even he knows. Even he said the light is getting dimmer. And if his light's getting dimmer, Phillip Rivers, Big Ben, Eli, who's already retired, Drew Brees, if his light is dimmer, hell, their light is on by a candle. When you look up and there's these young dudes that can do everything and move and slide, and take the game to the next level, like a Russell Wilson. I think it's time for all these teams to move on from the old guys. We keep talking about Tom Brady. Tom Brady did not have a Tom Brady year. He didn't have the same year that he's had over and over, because age catches up with all of the sports games are on. Mia Chambers. I said after week four on this show, and I got receipts. Looks like something off is off his fastball. Looks like something off Tom Brady's fastball. Fastball don't look the same. Oh, no. Something's off his fastball. And you know it is based on the Super Bowl that they were in, that the Patriots were in, not this year, obviously, but the year before. If the defense, the Patriots defense, had held any team to that few points, the old Patriots, the old Tom Brady, they would have won by 40. Not just be competitive in a game that pretty much came down almost to the end. It's over. And maybe they're going to prove me wrong. But I'm waiting to see what Phillip Rivers has. If he goes to Indianapolis, that he didn't have when he was with the Chargers. Back in 30 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Welcome back to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. If you ever miss this show, you can always go to the website, thesportscave.com, cave is with a K. Click on it, get the replay of this show or any show. There are also some best of shows that are on there that you can check out for your listening pleasure. You also can always listen to us at 3 o'clock for a replay of the show on KSRN. If you haven't downloaded the app, make sure you do. Go to the Google Play Store or your Apple Store and download KSRN. I don't want to get sidetracked, but we do realize pitchers and catchers report for the Diamondbacks in 2 days, right? Just say it. Baseball is back. It's here. It is back. I love baseball. I truly do. I don't like boring baseball. I like to see steals. I like to see running. I like to see movement. I do not like, oh, you singled? Okay, waiting for the two-run homer. See, I think that helps pitchers be better because there's no real pressure on the pitcher. There's no real pressure. You get a signal, and then you wait. Pitchers pitching freely. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to keep saying this over and over and over and over and over. I watched Ricky Henderson get walked. Still second, still third, come home on the ground out. Pitcher looked stressed the whole time. He was under duress. The whole time. But what duress are you under? What duress are you truly under if you're pitching and then you're just waiting? You're just waiting. Let's just wait. Let's just sit around. Wait for this homer. Go get a hot dog. Go get some chips. He's going to stay there. He's just going to sit there. No big deal. Come on. Come on, baseball. But But pitchers and catchers, they report. And I can't wait. Absolutely can't wait. Okay, so I gave you a couple other things I wanted to talk about. I told you there was a lot that I teased up, so I got to pay this off. I promise you I'm going to pay this stuff off. Because it would be wrong if I didn't pay off the teases that I gave you to start the show. So with that being said, let me jump right in and talk about one of my favorite subjects.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
So let's talk Suns. I saw the Suns, or I covered the Suns game on Saturday night, and saw the game on Friday night. Friday night, they just beat the brakes off of the Rockets. And I don't care what James Harden says. If Russell Westbrook would have played, we would have won it, whatever. As Devin Booker said Saturday, we're on to the next. But Denver, they played, and Denver is a front runner. And I don't want to call them a dark horse to win the NBA title because they're a very good team. But they're one of the teams, if you get outside of Milwaukee and the LAs, they're one of the teams that could actually compete for an NBA title. And the Suns played them well for most of the game. And obviously that's before Denver started doing some Denver things. And Nikola got tricky. And Jamal Murray started hitting everything. Is it just me or does it seem like Jamal Mashburn, I can't believe I said that. Jamal Murray always seems to get hot at some time against the Suns. Maybe it's just me, but I don't know. Anyway, but the Suns are down players. They're down. I mean, when you talk about injured, everyone for the Suns seems banged up right now. And this is a team, mind you. And when I say only, they're only six games out of the playoffs right now. With the stretch run coming, obviously, after the All-Star game. But this is a team that missed DeAndre Ayton for 25 games. Missed Aron Baynes now for over 10 on and off. Has been without Mikal Bridges for a little bit. Been without Tyler Johnson. I'll get into him in a second. For games. Cameron Johnson for games. Ricky Rubio for games. Dario Saric for games. Frank Kaminsky for games. So these guys have missed a lot of games so far. The Suns have played 53 games. 53. Devin Booker's done 50. Oubre's played 51. So a couple games, like I said, here and there for those two. But Ricky Rubio has missed 9. Aron Baynes has missed over 20, or right at 20. Frank Kaminsky, right at 20. Cameron Johnson, over 10. Those are your players. Obviously, DeAndre Ayton for 25. Those are your players. So, trade deadline came. Trade deadline moved on. And the Suns made no moves. And I said on trade deadline day, I don't believe in moves just for the sake of making moves. And the people that were on the move that were legitimately shopped, I believe, was anyone who wasn't named Kelly Oubre, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, or Mikal Bridges. Devin, obviously, because he's your superstar. DeAndre, obviously, because he's your second year number one pick overall. Mikal Bridges in his second year. And Kelly Oubre, who, even though you signed to a good contract, you wouldn't get back the same talent for the same money. So that left these other pieces to move around. No respect to Tyler Johnson. His contract says he's a $19 million player, which means he's a $19 million player. I'm not one to put caps on players. Make as much money as you can. You do not have that same shelf life as an owner. When you're 32, 33, if you're fortunate enough to play in the NBA that long, your days are winding down. An owner can own a team at 70. So his ability to make money consistently is ongoing. Yours isn't. So make that money. But when it comes to trade value, even with an expiring contract, what do you have to do to move that contract? You have to do one of two things. You either have to take back, you have to take a player that you want. Now, I'm not saying Kevin Love, per se, but say the Suns wanted to address the power forward position and bring back Kevin Love, bring in Kevin Love. Not only do you have to send out that money, but if you get a Kevin Love, you got to take his contract and what's left of it with an aging guy who's hurt a lot. If you want to dump the contract and bring in someone else's, I don't want to say trash, but someone else's, we want to move on this person, you got to attach a pick to Tyler Johnson. Why would the Suns give up a pick to get rid of someone whose numbers are coming off the books at the end of the year anyway? Makes absolutely no sense. And I agree with that. That's why I think he's a stand pat with him and with Dario. I thought it was a smart move. Now, over the weekend, the Suns announced that they would be waiving Tyler Johnson. And a good friend and good friend of the program, Fleek, said, this is why I think the Suns should have done a better job at the trade deadline. This is why I think they should have worked harder at the trade deadline. This is why I think they didn't do a good job, basically, at the trade deadline. And I push back. Who are you going to get? See, I know when you want to move on from something, but at what cost do you have to pay to get them to go? There's this old movie called The Bronx Tale. Is it The Bronx Tale? May have been. I think it was. Where a kid owes another kid like 10 bucks. It was The Bronx Tale. And a kid that is owed the money sees him and he's like, hey, where's my money? And the kid goes, hey, I'll see you in a little bit. And he goes running away. And the guy's like, well, when I see him, I'm going to beat him. And the mobster looks at him and says, for what? He goes, is he a friend of yours? No. Is he someone you want to hang out with? No. So for $10, you paid him to leave you alone. He'll never bother you again because he knows he doesn't want to pay you the money, or he can't. That's kind of where the Suns are with Tyler Johnson. Remember, they took that contract to get rid of the bad contract that Ryan Anderson had when they sent him to Miami. But they also knew this contract would be up. So they want to get rid of him, but they don't want to take something back. They don't want to pull in something else. They don't want to reel in another contract. They don't want to take another person's trash this time. This team going forward has the fingerprints of Monty Williams and of James Jones. The players that are weeding out are McDonough's guys. They're McDonough's moves. They're cleaning up his messes. we want to talk about what James Jones and some of the old stuff that they did or didn't do. This is the person that moved on Trevor Ariza and brought in Kelly Oubre. I'm just not that person. So they're going to be waving him. I think it's a great idea. Here's the team, like I said, 6 games out of the playoffs. If they get hot and make a run, they get hot and make a run, and they're in. If not, let's not forget what we said. And we said it over and over and over and over and over. When the season started, we said this was a 30-34 win team. They start out 7-4, and we forget that we said this was a 30-34 win team. Now that they're on pace to win 30-34 games, now we're balking. Now we're upset. Now we're mad at the world. We can't do that. Stay the course. But no one wants to come to Phoenix, PLR. No one wants to come as a free agent. Superstars don't come here. They don't need a superstar. They need a power forward. And have you seen the free agents this summer? It's not like there's this plethora of free agents out there. Maybe they could reach and get a guy like Serge Ibaka. Maybe they could reach and get fortunate enough to bring him in. Maybe you go out and you get a Tristan Thompson type. Someone who doesn't want the ball a lot but can do things. But I'm going to read to you maybe a Bobby Portis. But these are your free agents. DeMarcus Cousins. He's not coming here. Why would you want him? No disrespect to him. But you have DeAndre Ayton. Anthony Davis, he's not coming. Kyle Lowry, he doesn't play power forward. So why? Why would you hold on to why would you look to move on Tyler Johnson just to bring in somebody? Let me tell you who's free again. I'm going to read the list of you to you, some of the players that are free agents. Gordon Hayward, Paul Millsap, DeMar DeRozan, Otto Porter Jr., Andre Drummond, Anthony Davis, Hassan Whiteside, Nick Batum, Mark Gasol, Serge Ibaka, Danilo Gallinari, Jeff Teague, Derek Favors. And from there, it gets progressively worse. So I want you to tell me, with they free up money, no superstar wants to come here. Pick the superstar on that list I just gave you. They don't need a superstar. They need a guy like a Serge Ibaka. They need a guy like that. So, we'll see what happens. But I'm not jumping on them. And I think it's a good move. They actually did Tyler Johnson a solid. They're allowing him to possibly link on with another team. Is he bound for the Lakers? Is Deion Waiters, who was bought out, bound for the Lakers? Is J.R. Smith bound for the Lakers? We'll see. I think the Lakers have real problems, some real world problems that no one wants to say because they're looking at the record, but they are 5-5 in their last 10, and they really haven't beaten a good team in that stretch. The NBA right now has a lot of fake superstars. Not fake stars, because there's a lot of stars in the NBA. But a superstar is a LeBron, a KD, a Steph. There's certain guys that are stars, but they don't move the NBA needle. well, then they need him for their team. And I think sometimes we're looking at them to be that when they're not. Simple as that. So what does this week look like for the K Show? Well, we're going to be loaded up tomorrow, loaded up on Wednesday. Thursday, Cigars with the K Show. And Friday, we're going to preview the All-Star Game. Let's take another break and talk XFL. And then we're going to hop out of here.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today. Like I said, if you missed any parts of the show, you can always check us out. Simply go to the website, sportscave.com. Again, caves with a K. See our website. Click on the listen button. Take you back to the very last show. You can also scroll down and find shows that you like. If you just go to the website, also on the left side of the page, find some of the best of shows that we've listed that we like to, just in case, some of our favorites. If you like to check them out, definitely feel free to do so. And you also can get us at 3 o'clock every day on KSRN. Download that app simply by going to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. The XFL debuted. There were four games on this weekend. Didn't get a chance to watch all of them. Sorry. Had a couple other things to do. But there are some things that the XFL did that I really like. And I think it'd be cool to see in the NFL. For example, the kickoffs are great. Great, too strong a word. They're really cool. And I think they're a great test dummy to see if it works. So what they do is they kick off, and about 10 yards apart are the kick return team and the kick defensive team. But they can't run towards – you can't be blocked or run towards each other until the ball is actually touched by the return man. This stops those – head of steam, knocks one into next week, which the NFL is really trying to get away from, to help curb some injuries. That I like. I think that's cool. I think the 1 point, 2 point, 3 point after touchdown, I think that's cool. Although I wish they still use the kicker for the extra point. I wish they would incorporate that as well. So if you go from here, you get 1 point. If you go from here, you get 2 points. If you go from here, you get 3 points. Or you can kick from here and get 1 point. So, yeah, I'm adding on. I used to work retail a long time ago. So, plus sell. The football wasn't bad. But it did tell me something. I see why some of these quarterbacks aren't playing in the NFL. Either I don't know how they're trying to get back in the NFL or if the XFL should be the new home for Mitchell Trubisky. But some of these quarterbacks were missing, man. They're missing some plays. They made plays, but it really made you appreciate watching Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers. Really appreciate watching them after watching the XFL quarterback play. The rest of the game was fine. Running backs fine, receivers dropped some balls during the game I watched. I think it was the Tampa Bay Vipers or something like that, and I watched a little bit of the St. Louis Barnstormers or Brainstormers or Barn Raiders, whatever they were. Hell, I may be even talking about the same game. Because their uniforms look, all of them look like the uniforms that they wore on any given Sunday. I was just waiting for someone to tell Lawrence Taylor that his car had been sawed, or that he saw him to go and saw someone's car in half. So, I don't know. I'll watch it again, though. I think it was a tad more exciting than the AAF. I think they have a better chance of making it just because of their partnerships with Fox and with ESPN. They had ESPN announcers at one of the games. A work in the game. Troy Aikman showed up for the game on Fox. They interviewed him on the sideline. Some of the access stuff was great, but I consider that gimmicky. The NFL could do the access crap themselves if they wanted to. But it's watchable football. So we'll see. We'll see how everything shakes down. Make sure you are following us on social media. At the Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook, Cave is always with the K. You can get me on the Twitter as well at PLR on Sports. And you can follow us at thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is always with the K. Thanks for listening today. Sorry I had a couple calls on hold. Sorry I didn't get to you. I didn't open the phone lines, but please give a call back tomorrow, and I will make sure they are definitely open and ready to roll. So until tomorrow, everyone enjoy the rest of your Monday. This is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone have a great day.